We're here with William Goyce of the Migrant Forum for Asia. We're here at the Global Social Forum on Migration in Madrid. Could you explain and highlight the differences between this forum and the Global Forum on Migration and Development, which will be held in October in Manila?
The World Social Forum on Migration is part of, in some way, linked or gets its identity from the World Social Forum of Porto Alegre, which is, again, social movements and people's groups, organizations, NGOs, activists coming together. And this is a thematic one particularly. So this forum, and this is something that has been organized by the social movements. It's got a very big, broader perspective perspective that looks at the heart of human rights and human dignity. The Global Forum on Migration that is happening in October in Manila is a government and state-driven process. It is not a people's process. It is to the point that the people's process is not seen as integral even to the official process. So you have a civil society day in it, but there is no clear indicator within that process of what is the significance of the civil society day. Brussels had one model, New York had another model in 2006, now Philippines has another model. Nobody's saying what will be the Greece model. Will there even be a civil society day in Greece? So it's very clear that the Global Forum on Migration and Development is a state process in which the voices of people, the experiences of people, the analysis of people and migrants, and how migrants' issues link up with other global processes and social issues is not taken into consideration. So in this sense, this stands as an affront to the Global Forum. This is the way it should be.
The forum here in Madrid.
It's organized by civil society. It's an open process. It's a process in which we struggle with different perspectives. Civil society is not all united, but we come here together to say, okay, around this theme we gather.
But how is this related to the civil society days that you mentioned already in Manila?
I see this then as a process of resistance that is growing to a bureaucratic process driven by states. And that is why we are here also as MFA and Migrant Forum Asia and an Asian delegation. A number of us who are here will participate in the Global Forum as well, in the official civil society process or in the People's Global Action Process, the parallel event that is being drawn up in as a bigger open space for civil society to participate in at the same time. So this is another arena of resistance that is growing, and this arena of resistance will move to Manila. So I'm looking at it in that line. This is a movement of people, a movement of social movements and organizations, people organizations, migrants, NGOs, in resisting that paradigm of development and resisting that paradigm of state-driven policies.
So the movement is going on in Manila. The movement of resistance will continue. What are this year's events' most pressing challenges that you can see?
The most pressing challenge, I would think, is the way the human rights discourse has been crafted in this global forum. That this time there will be a round table on migration, development and human rights. I find the notion of human rights a very restrictive understanding of it, that you can actually have it discussed within a round table like that. The way the issue of productivity and protection is linked up is another big issue. So it's basically redefining, in a certain sense, the human rights framework, where ripe, productive workers need to be protected. So what happens to workers who are not productive, who because of occupational accident or something like that are no longer productive? Do they get protection? What kind of protection should they get?
And this will be one of the main challenges for this forum.
Because the governments, in a certain sense, are playing this double role of saying we are taking up human rights. But they're taking up human rights in a very restricted frame, and that is the biggest challenge for us.
How do they see the human rights?
Well, look, I'm saying they're looking at it in a very restricted frame as legal migrants. They want to talk of legal migrants. We don't talk of legal migrants. We talk of people on the move. So the concepts that are being drawn up in this marketplace, circular migration, temporary migration, reintegration, a lot of these concepts that are coming up are very programmatic kind of ways of looking at the human person as a commodity that needs to be shipped, moved around or accommodated and things like that. It's like you bring something to you went to on a tourism project, you found something good, you brought it home, you put it on your shelf, later on you find something else, you move it. There's a whole understanding of the human person that is somewhere being nullified in this whole process, and we're not looking at the root, at the complexity of human dignity and moving along those lines.
Thank you very much. Thank you.